Hello and welcome to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California, for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on FresnoGrizzlies.com and MILBStreamGuys.com. My name is Stephen Rice, bringing you the play-by-play in lead of Doug Greenwald. Hopefully, Doug, you're feeling a little bit better, and we will see you after the All-Star break. As we said, Game 6 of this six-game series between two of the best offensive teams in all of baseball, your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Tonight, the Grizzlies come in with a record of 52-34, an 11-9 second half record. That is first place in the California League Northern Division. That 11-9 record is tied for first with the Modesto Nuts in the second half, but the Grizzlies have already clinched a playoff berth, so they will await their opponent in September. On the other side, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, winners of four of the last five against these Grizzlies, now coming with a record of 46-40 overall. They are 10-10 in the second half. The Quakes, they finished in second place in that overall record, but here in the second half, tied for second with the Visalia Rawhide and the Inland Empire 66ers. They are just two games back of the Lake Elsinore Storm for the best record in the California League Southern Division. Well, last night, the Quakes were all over the place. A big night for them, which included one run in the first, two runs in the second, three runs in the third, and then four runs in the sixth inning to beat the Grizzlies by a score of 10-5. Now, the Grizzlies did get four runs off of MLB rehabber Andrew Heaney, a two-run shot by Juan Brito, and Ben Semmes, a solo shot against the left-hander and Andrew Heaney. Juan Brito finished 3-for-5, two RBIs and two runs, but Rancho Cucamonga got on base, seven hits, nine walks against the Grizzlies, 16 total base runners, and they found a way to score 10 runs to beat the Grizzlies and win the series no matter what happens today. The Quakes have won the series as they have taken 4-of-5 from the Fresno Grizzlies. But the Grizzlies this year hold a 6-5 overall record. And over the past two seasons, a 10-7 mark against these Quakes this season. But this is the series finale as we will head into the All-Star break right after this game before the Grizzlies return home on July 22nd to take on the Stockton Ports at Chancy Park for a three-game series as the Grizzlies turn into the Tacos. We'll talk a little bit more later on how you can secure your tickets and come watch some really fun baseball at Chancy Park. Tonight, though, we have a great pitching matchup for you. It's a right-hander, Colin Kafka, for the Fresno Grizzlies tonight. Kafka comes in with a record of 3-1, a 3.35 ERA. The right-hander is 10-1 in his appearances this season. He'll be making his eighth start, or his ninth start of the season, and his 12th appearance overall. And he will be countered by left-hand pitcher and really good Dodgers prospect, Maddox Bruns, who comes with a record of 0-2 and a 4.74 ERA. Maddox Bruns appeared on Tuesday and only lasted until the third inning. So we'll see what the left-hander brings today for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Let's get to the starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, for your visiting Fresno Grizzlies under second-year manager Robinson Cancel, and it'll look like this. Leading off and playing second base is number 4, Juan Brito. Brito coming with a 5-game hit streak. He's hitting .545 in this series, 5 extra base hits, 7 runs, and 7 RBIs and 9 runs scored. He will lead things off. Batting second, the catcher, Braxton Fulford. Batting third in right field, Yankiel Fernandez. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Juan Guerrero. Batting fifth at DH, Zach Kokoska. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bryant Quijada. Batting seventh in left field, Yorvis Torrealba. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ben Semmes. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Iverson Rodriguez. And on the bump for the Grizzlies is the right-hander number 33, Colin Kafka. And now here's the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes under second-year manager John Shoemaker. It looks like this. Shortstop Austin Gauthier will lead things off. Center fielder Jake Vogel, he'll bat second. Batting third, the right fielder Damon Keith. Batting fourth at DH, Junior Garcia. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez. Batting sixth at third base, Hector Martinez. Batting seventh, the first baseman is Julio Carrion. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Marco Hernandez. And on the bump is number 23, Maddox Bruns, who comes in with a record of 0-2 and a 4.74 ERA. 5 o'clock first pitch for the series finale. A beautiful evening here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The first ever matchup for the Grizzlies here at this ballpark as they will finish the series here, head into the All-Star break. The Grizzlies at 52-34 look to end this on a high note. We'll be back. We have the national anthem and first pitch right here at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. An amazing national anthem to get us started for baseball here at Lone Mart Field in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga, California. The series finale between your visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Hello and however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on FresnoGrizzlies.com and MILBStreamGuys.com. My name is Stephen Rice, bringing you the play-by-play and lead of Doug Greenwald. Hopefully, Doug, you're feeling a little bit better, and we can't wait to have you back in the booth. The Grizzlies in the red jerseys today. They have the gray pants. They have the black caps with the red bill and the Fresno flag on that cap. For the Quakes, they have the white jerseys with their blue caps. We have seen them wear these predominantly in this series. As we get ready for first pitch here tonight, Juan Brito will lead things off for the Fresno Grizzlies, followed by Braxton Fulford and Yankiel Fernandez against the left-hander in Maddox Bruns. Bruns comes in with a record of 0-2 and a 4.74 ERA. The home plate umpire tonight is Brandon Tipton, and on the bases is Shin Koishizawa. A beautiful night for baseball here in Rancho Cucamonga. Really want to give a shout-out to the Quakes in general for their hospitality here in this series. It's been fantastic, and we thank them for being able to have us here for these 6 days. And the Grizzlies, though, very excited for their all-star break. 93 degrees outside. It is clear out. A few clouds near the mountains, but a gorgeous night for baseball. And first pitch projected at 5 p.m., 15 miles per hour out to right field as well tonight for baseball. Maddox Bruns finishing up his warm-up pitches. He'll take on Juan Brito to lead things off. Brito coming in, hitting 276, six home runs, and 41 RBI. So Juan Brito, the switch hitter, will bat. He will bat from the right side in this as he gives a little tap over to the catcher Hernandez as he will head into the box, and we're going to be ready for first pitch. Runs from the full windup. Here comes the pitch. And it's a ball high, and we are underway for first pitch. Right on time. Here comes the 1-0. And it's a high pop-up, and it's going to drift foul in the count of 1-1 right into a couple fans. The count now 1-1. To Juan Brito. Juan Brito coming in. A five-game hit streak for him. One of four Grizzlies on a five-game hit streak. And one of six Grizzlies on a four or more game hit streak. Here comes the next pitch from Bruns. And Brito fly ball right field. It's going to stay in there for Keith. Keith drifts underneath it. And with the shades on, we'll make the catch for the first out of the game. So Brito retired as he'll bring up the catcher in Braxton Fulford. Fulford comes in hitting 269, six home runs, 29 RBI. And Braxton Fulford has found every single way pretty much to get on base here in this series. Last night, drew two walks. As here comes the first pitch from Bruns, and it's high for a ball in the count at 1-0. Maddox Bruns pitching today for Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the 1-0 from Bruns. And it's high for a ball in the count of two balls and no strikes. For Bruns, this is his 13th game. All starts. He is 0-2, a 4.74 ERA. 24.2 innings pitched. He has struck out 40, though, in that span. Here comes the 2-0. And it is in there for a call strike on the inner half of the plate. It's 2-1. Bruns appeared on Tuesday against the Grizzlies. In his first outing, though, in Jachancey Park, allowed four runs, three earned, on three hits and two walks. Here's a pitch, a swing and a miss from Fulford. It's now 2-2. And in that stretch, it was 3.2 innings on a loss on May 21st. On July 12th, on Tuesday, took a no decision after two scoreless innings against the Grizzlies. He was drafted in the first round of the 2021 draft out of UMS Wright High School in Mobile, Alabama. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a swing and a miss, and Fulford down on strikes. Great pitch right there from Bruns, and quickly two outs for the left-hander in, Maddox Bruns. We'll talk about it a little bit later as the Rockies get ready for their first pick in the 2022 MLB draft. We'll talk about the guys already taken so far, including number one overall draft pick, Jackson Holliday. Here comes Yankiel Fernandez, two outs here in the top of the first, just underway. As that is a ball outside, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Yankiel Fernandez hitting 264, 11 home runs, 57 RBI. And the right fielder is also on a five-game hit streak. He homered back on Tuesday. Here's the 1-0. That's high for a ball, and the count at 2-0, 95 from Maddox Bruns. Bruns has some flowy hair from the back of his blue cap. White cleats, dark glove. Here comes the 2-0. And that is just outside. Fastball at 94, and it's 3-0. To Yankiel Fernandez, one of many prospects on this Fresno Grizzlies club. Here comes the 3-0 from Bruns. And it's inside, ball four, and that is a two-out walk to Yonkiel Fernandez. So Fernandez will head over to first base and will bring up the center fielder, Juan Guerrero. Guerrero comes in hitting .294, 10 home runs, 62 RBI, and has really been the difference maker ever since both Warming Bernabel and Hunter Goodman were transferred over to High A Spokane. Juan Guerrero has been the RBI guy for the Grizzlies. Now in the fourth spot, first pitch to him is off the glove of Hernandez, and going up to second base is Fernandez, and it's going to be a pass ball on Hernandez. So now runner at second with two outs and Juan Guerrero into an RBI opportunity. Last night in the first inning, Juan Guerrero played Juan Brito with an RBI single. We'll see if number 14 can do it here. 0-0 score just underway here in the top of the first. Grizzlies and Quakes, game six. Last game of this series. Here comes the 1-0. And it's a high fly ball. It's going to go into shallow center field. It's going to be the shortstop, Gauthier. He will reach up and make the catch over the shoulder to end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty in the first. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. Quakes coming to bat. You're listening to the Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the first inning, 0-0 score, just underway here in Rancho Cucamonga. Colin Kafka takes the mound for your Fresno Grizzlies as he will wind and deal. Here's the first pitch, and it's inside of Gauthier on the count of one ball in, no strikes. Colin Kafka comes in with a record of 3-1, 3.35 ERA. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Kafka. And it's swung and fouled off at the plate in the count at 1-1. Colin Kafka is 6'4", 210 pounds, 23 years old, and is a native of Walnut Creek, California. Born on April 16th, 1999. Here comes the 1-1. And it just misses in the count at 2-1. Good location from Kafka. No call from Brandon Tipton, and he'll go again at 2-1. Here comes the next pitch from Kafka, and that is line foul. And the count at 2-2. Kafka was drafted in the ninth round in 2021 out of the University of Oregon. The former Duck has been sensational for the Grizzlies this season as he makes his ninth start and his 12th appearance overall. Ground ball to the shortstop, Ben Semmes. Semmes over to Brian Quijada at first base. And just like that, one out. Gauthier is retired as he'll bring up the center fielder in Jake Vogel. Ninth start of the season, 12th appearance for Kafka. Kafka was on the injured list for about a month or so. And after returning from the injured list, a couple games out of the bullpen and then right back into the rotation, after initial Sunday starter, Mason Green was sent up to High A Spokane. As the first pitch from Kafka is an off-speed pitch low, and it's 1-0 to Jake Vogel. Here comes the 1-0. And it's a high chopper again. It's going to be a tough play for Rodriguez. It'll be the shortstop, Semmes. Long throw. It is not in time as Jake Vogel gets there with a one-out single. Tough play overall for both Semmes and Rodriguez. And he'll bring up the right fielder in Damon Keith. That ball was right in the hole between third and short. The third baseman, Rodriguez, couldn't get over there in time. Went down to one knee to try to make that play. Ben Sims then, on a couple bounces, had to make a very long and tough throw. And being a bias step was Vogel. So here comes Damon Keith, the best hitter on this Quakes lineup. Here's the pitch, and it's low. Now check on Vogel back at first. Fulford over to Quijada, but no tag applied, and Vogel back in there with a head-first dive, and the count at 1-0. Keith hitting 300, 11 home runs, 62 RBI. As here comes the 1-0, and it's a high chopper to Rodriguez at third. It's going to be a tough play. He's going to go to Brito at second for one, and that's all they're going to get. Rodriguez had a short hop, and he made a great play. He gets the force with the lead runner in Vogel. Goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice. Up to first base now is Keith. And with two outs, we'll bring up the DH, Junior Garcia. As right now, if you're watching the MLB draft, the Rockies are up next after Gavin Cross just went to the Kansas City Royals at number 9. Rockies at number 10. They'll make four picks tonight. And that is going to be a balk on Kafka. Looks like he slipped a little bit on the mound. And up to second base goes Damon Keith. So runner second, two outs for Junior Garcia, the DH today. Garcia hitting 259, 7 home runs, 47 RBI. Kafka didn't deliver that pitch there. Looked like he slipped on the bump. Here comes the pitch. And that pitch is low. And the count at 1-0, 91 from Colin Kafka. For Kafka, he is 3-1, a 3.35 ERA, 12th game, 9th start. He has two holds, both in his relief appearances against Stockton. 43 innings pitch, and he struck out 45 in that span as that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 1-1. Kafka has a very, very good deliberate delivery. Very effective, though, from the bump for the 6-4 right-hander. Here comes the 1-1. And it swung on and missed a slider low and away, and Garcia way out in front. It's 1-2. Shift here by the Grizzlies infield. The first baseman, Brian Quijada, playing way off the bag at first, almost towards the second base bag, and Juan Brito playing behind the runner at the second base bag. Here comes the pitch, and it's a chopper foul into the backstop, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Good pitch there from Colin Kafka, who wears the number 33 on the back of his jersey. Blonde hair from Kafka flowing from the back of his black and red cap. Gray pants all the way down, does not expose any sock. He's got a tan glove as the 1-2 is a slider outside, and the count is at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, Colin Kafka against Junior Garcia. Bottom of the first, no score here at Lone Mart Field. Series finale. Here comes the pitch, and it is low, and the count now at 3-2. And the Rockies just selected Gabriel Hughes, a right-handed pitcher out of Gonzaga, with a 10th overall pick. Here comes the 3-2, and that is a high chopper, tough again. Rodriguez, a low hopper again, and he will make the play to end the inning. Rodriguez has now made 8 plays over the past 2 nights, and we'll end the first. We head to the top of the second. No score here at Lone Mart Field. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California, for Game 6 of this six-game series, the series finale between your Grizzlies and Quakes. 0-0 score here in the top of the second. Zach Kokoskoe will lead things off against Maddox Bruns and a high fastball inside, and the count at 1-0. So the Rockies just took Gabriel Hughes, the right-handed pitcher, out of Gonzaga with the 10th overall pick. As here comes the 1-0 from Maddox Bruns, and it's high for a ball in the count at 2-0. So a little bit on Gabriel Hughes. The right-hander is 6'5", 225 pounds. Right-handed pitcher out of Gonzaga, and boy, he had a good season, leading the Zags to the postseason. Here comes the 2-0. That pitch is outside, and the count at 3-0 to Zach Kokoskoe. Fastball slider guy, really good fastball that can reach the triple digits. And his little hone that's going to be a big fix for the Rockies is his command. Here comes the 3-0. And that is right down the middle of Kokoskoe at 95, and the count at 3-1 to Zach Kokoskoe. So Gabriel Hughes, who was really not the guy that everyone was projected to go at number 10 to the Rockies, but a big right-hander now, could join the Fresno ranks very soon. Here comes the 3-1, and that is swung on and missed. Good hack there from Kokoskoe, but he comes up empty, and the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So congratulations to Gabriel Hughes of Gonzaga. He is headed and a possible future Coors Field pitcher. 3-2 to Zach Kokoskoe here in the top of the second, no score. Just underway here at Lone Mart Field. Here's the pitch, and that is a broken bat to the shortstop Gauthier, who will just go back up a step. He'll make the catch for the first out, and Kokoskoe is out. One out will bring up the first baseman in Bryant Quijada. Bryant Quijada hitting .284, 2 home runs, 10 RBI. Back to the MLB draft, we'll see 80 selections tonight, and then we'll see a couple rounds tomorrow, and then it will finish up on Tuesday. So 3 days worth of 20 rounds of draft picks as Quijada takes a pitch in there for a called strike, and the count at 0-1. The Orioles selected shortstop Jackson Holliday from Stillwater High School in Oklahoma. As here comes the 0-1 from Maddox Bruns. And that is swung on and missed, an off-speed pitch, and the count at 1-1 as Quijada went towards the plate on that swing. 1-1. Jackson Holliday is the son a former Colorado Rocky, Matt Holliday. Matt Holliday, of course, an outfielder, but his son Jackson, a shortstop, and really has a lot of his dad's ability, especially the power, as the 1-1 is fouled off. Or the 0-1's fouled off, and it's now 0-2. So Jackson Holliday now, the number one pick to the Orioles. As that pitch is in the dirt, good take from Quijada in the count at 1-2. And just seeing the pictures of Jackson Holliday, the guy looks like he's 10 years old, but he's now a number one overall pick in the MLB draft. Congratulations to him and his family. Big honor. Here comes the 1-2. And that's a check swing. Quijada does go around. That's a strikeout for Maddox Bruns, his second of the game. And it'll bring up the left fielder, Yervis Torrealba. Torrealba comes in hitting .422, 1 home run, 8 RBIs. And we're talking about players who are sons of former Major League players. Here's a guy at the plate, Yervis Torrealba, son of Yervis Torrealba. So here comes the pitch, and is swung on and fouled at the plate, and the count at 0-1. Yervis and Yervis become the first father-son duo to ever play for the Fresno Grizzlies. Yervis only a couple weeks now with Fresno, as the pitch is outside and the count now at 1-1. Back to the draft, number 2 overall, another son of a former player, Andrew Jones' son, Drew Jones, drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. And a guy that we could see facing the Grizzlies soon, who could be joining the Visalia Rawhide here in the California League. As that ball is high, and it's 2-1. As that pitch is lined foul, and the count at 2-2. So Drew Jones goes number 2 overall. And then here comes the big surprise at number 3. The Texas Rangers selected right-hand pitcher Kumar Rocker, who was drafted last year by the Mets, but due to an injury, was not signed by the Mets. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside to Rodriguez. Here to Torrealba, and the count now at 3-2. To Yorvis Torrealba. But so Kumar Rocker was pitching for the Tri-City Valley Cats of the Independent League, and now gets an opportunity to play for the Rangers. As 3-2 is on the ground to the shortstop, or the third baseman, in Martinez, and that will end the inning. We'll talk a little bit more about the guys who've been drafted in the top five. We'll be back 0-0 here in the bottom of the second. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom the second between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Luis Rodriguez will lead things off. The left fielder will take on Colin Kafka here in the bottom of the second. High chopper again. Iverson Rodriguez over to first base for the out. 9 plays now made by Rodriguez over the past 2 nights. 1 pitch, 1 out. As we'll bring up the third baseman and Hector Martinez. Martinez comes in hitting 254, 1 home run, and 13 RBI against the right-hander in Colin Kafka. Kafka enters his second professional season with the Rockies organization in 2021, as that is a strike right down the middle, the count at 0-1. Started in the ACL Rockies, appeared in 4 games, all out of the bullpen. Here comes the 0-1 from Kafka. And that ball is low and the count at 1-1. But now here with the Grizzlies, he makes his second appearance against the Quakes in 2022. Second start for him. A 0-0 record, 18 ERA, as that pitch is fouled off and the count at 1-2. And then the start against Rancho Cucamonga was actually the start of Kafka's injury. He left the game after 2 innings of work, allowed 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. It was the shortest start at the point during the season before Jared Candy left with an injury on Tuesday by any Grizzlies pitcher, but much to the dismay because it was an injury, really, instead of Kafka's ability at the mound. The count's at 1-2 from Colin Kafka. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a slider, swing and a miss. Filthy pitch right there from Kafka, and that is the first punch out for the right-hander. A devastating slider down in the zone, and Kafka gets Martinez to swing over it. As will bring up the first baseman, Julio Carrion. 2 outs in the inning for the righty Kafka. Here comes the pitch, and that's a swing and a miss. Good pitch low in the zone. The count at 0-1. Last outing for Colin Kafka, back in the starting rotation, July 10th against San Jose. A no decision for Kafka after 5 innings of work. Here's the 0-1, and a slider, and that ball is going to head towards the Grizzlies' dugout, and it's going to go out of play. As it lands on the dugout, it'll bounce up to some fans, and a souvenir for those fans sitting a couple rows up, and it's now 0-2. Kafka, 5 innings, 6 hits, One run was earned, no walks, and three strikeouts. Very consistent outing for Colin Kafka. Great five innings of work, and hopefully the right-hander can do the same here. As the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed, another great pitch from Kafka, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 with two strikeouts for Colin Kafka. We head to the top of the third. No score here at Lone Mart Field. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the third, a new pitcher for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. It's the right-hander, number 46, Adolfo Ramirez, as he takes over for Maddox Bruns. First pitch to Ben Sams is lined for a base hit to right field. The Grizzlies have their first hit of the game. Big rip from Ben Sams. And just like that, the Grizzlies are in business as third baseman Iverson Rodriguez will come to the plate. Ben Sams, first pitch rip right there. He did the same thing last night, a solo shot to right field. This time a single to right. So Maddox Bruns goes two innings. No hits, no runs. He walked one and struck out two. As Rodriguez will put down a great bunt to the pitcher Ramirez. Only plays to first, and that will get Sams to second. Great sack bunt from Iverson Rodriguez. Sack bunt right there for Iverson Rodriguez. It goes 1-3 on the put out, and up to second base goes Ben Sams, and he'll bring up the top of the lineup in Juan Brito. Great executed bunt right there from Iverson Rodriguez. The Grizzlies, one of the best in the league in sacrifice bunts. As Juan Brito will stride to the plate, 0-for-1 today. Flew out to right field in his first plate appearance. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike all the way at 93, and the count at 0-1 against Adolfo Ramirez. 6 feet, 165 pounds. Born June 1st, 1999. Here comes the pitch. And that is a ground ball base hit left field. Juan Brito stays hot. Six-game hit streak. And that is a personal best for him. Runners now at the corners. The ball gets away. No advance by either runner. That is corralled right there by Rancho Cucamonga. But Juan Brito stays hot. Found the hole right where the shortstop usually would be played, Gauthier. Up to third goes Sams, and Juan Brito a single. First and third, one out. And he'll bring up the catcher in Braxton Fulford for an opportunity for an RBI. But back to Ramirez. He's from Mulegé, Mexico. Here comes the pitch, and that almost hits Fulford. An off-speed pitch at 76, and the count at 1-0. Ramirez signed as an international free agent back in 2016 and played for these Quakes in 2021. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a big swing and a miss. 84 on that pitch. And the count of 1-1 is Fulford misses it. But Juan Brito stays hot. Man, six-game hit streak for Juan Brito. He has really found himself in this series. That's over a 550 clip for Brito in this series. As there goes Brito, Fulford fouls it to the right side now to play. It's 1-2. Maybe a hit and run situation right there for Fresno. For Adolfo Ramirez, he is 4-0. This is his 14th game and his 13th out of the pen. He has a 3 ERA, 30 innings pitched, 40 strikeouts. As there goes Brito again, and he is safe. Fulford swings on the pitch, but Brito's going. He is now safe. A very risky play. It's a stolen base for Brito. Sam's stays at third base, so now runners at second and third, but there's two outs. Fulford goes down. First strikeout for Ramirez, as will bring up Yankiel Fernandez, the right fielder. So Yankiel Fernandez now with two outs. It's going to see if he can drive in these two runs. Here's the pitch to Fernandez outside for a ball in the count at 1-0. Juan Brito's 14th stolen base of the season just continues his tear. Minor League Baseball, if you're listening, there's your player of the week, Juan Brito at second base. Here comes the pitch, and Fernandez, big swing and a miss. 86 low and in, the count at 1-1. Juan Brito in this series, though, he is now 13 for 24. A home run, triple, three doubles, seven RBI, nine runs, three walks, and three stolen bases. Here comes the 1-1. And that is fouled off of Fernandez's foot. And that does not feel good. And the count now 1-2. And Fernandez is now going to hobble around. His bat is at the plate. That does not feel good for Fernandez. And I know he's taken a couple off of his leg this series. And I was saying earlier today, I'm surprised that Fernandez is in the lineup with how often he's continued to get hit on those foul balls. That's a couple times we've now seen it. Fernandez seems to be okay. Not an ideal situation. Justin Wilson, the trainer, coming out. Counts 1-2. Runners at second and third, two outs. The Grizzlies and the Quakes tied at zero here in the top of the third. Here comes the 1-2. And it's low for a ball and the count at 2-2. Good eye there from Fernandez. Saw another breaking ball and this time just spit on it as that ball ends up in the ground. Fernandez walked in his first plate appearance. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. And Fernandez, foul ball, but just foul down the right field line. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. The Angels just selected Zach Neto, the shortstop out of Campbell. Very good pick for the Angels. Said we were going to talk a little bit about the draft picks. Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. Here comes the 2-2 to Fernandez, and he checks. Swing, did it go around? Yes, says Shin Koshizawa. Fernandez down on strikes, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies leave two runners in scoring position as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the third, 0-0 our score between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Colin Kafka continues to pitch for Fresno, and he'll take on second baseman Kenneth Betancourt. Betancourt a 278 average, 4 home runs, 38 RBI. Here's the pitch from Kafka, and that is taken all the way for a strike. The count at 0-1 from Colin Kafka. So we said we'd talk a little bit more about the draft picks so far that have been taken here in the MLB draft, and the Pittsburgh Pirates was the next pick that we want to talk about at number 4, as that pitch is a beautiful slider in there, and the count at 0-2. It was second baseman Tamar Johnson taken by the Pirates at number 4, a guy that could have been taken number 1 by the Orioles, was discussed at being the number 1 overall pick, as that pitch is outside. Count at 1-2. And then the Nationals going with outfielder Elijah Green, who has all sorts of tools, as that pitch is fouled off, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Elijah Green, another really talented player, he'll join the Nationals system, head over to Fredericksburg probably, and get his career going. And of course, the Rockies taking Gabriel Hughes at number 10. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside for a ball, and the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, besides the MLB draft that's going on tonight, last night we saw the Futures game. And we saw one former Fresno Grizzly take the field for the Colorado Rockies in the National League. Here comes the 2-2. And that's a high chopper. It's going to be the shortstop Sims. Tough late bounce for him. And he will throw it over, and Quijada stays on the bag for the out. Goes 6-3 on the put out. Now 5 retired in a row for Kafka. As he'll bring up the catcher, Marco Hernandez. Hernandez, nice little walk-up music. So he comes to the plate with one out. Here in the bottom of the third, no score between the Grizzlies and Quakes. So that outfielder was number 1 prospect Zach Veen. Here's the pitch from Kafka, and that is a high chopper. Rodriguez, who's been busy already, over to first. Going to be a dig from Quijada, and he makes it. Tough play, and Rodriguez to Quijada. Quijada on the dig, and that is the second out. That is the 4th play already made by Rodriguez tonight, the 10th over the past 2 games. And with 2 outs, here comes the shortstop, Austin Gauthier. Here comes the next pitch. It's a swing and a miss. Great slider from Kafka. It's 0-1. Continue to throw strikes, Colin Kafka. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. And that's up the middle. Base hit for Gauthier. Stayed back on an off-speed pitch, and he drove it to center. A 2-out single. Second hit now for Rancho Cucamonga as it brings up the center fielder, Jake Vogel. So Zach Veen, who was drafted in the first round in 2020 out of Spruce Creek High School in Florida, he took the field as the starting left fielder, batting 6 in the Futures game. Veen went 2-for-3. 2 singles. He also had 2 stolen bases and scored a run. Showed off his speed. Veen has over 40 stolen bases in the Northwest League in High A Spokane this season as an off-speed pitch gets in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1 from Colin Kafka. But Veen, a very good game. He played the whole 7-inning game. Here comes the 0-1. It's outside for a ball, and the count at 1-1. Despite a great game from Veen and the National League, they fell by a score of 6-4. Here comes the 1-1 from Kafka. And it's a high fly ball to left field. Racing back, still racing back. At the wall, it's going to go off it. This is going to possibly be Raven Gauthier. Here comes the throw from Sims. It is not in time. That ball gets to the backstop. Heading to third is Vogel. It's 1-0 Rancho Cucamonga. It's an RBI double, advancing to third on the throw on the E6 by Ben Sims. Gauthier scores. This was with 2 outs. It's 1-0 Quakes. So 1-0 as they'll bring up Damon Keith. Runner at third now with 2 outs. And all of a sudden what looked like a quick inning has now spiraled into a run for Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the pitch. And it is just outside the count at 1-0. So Veen was fantastic. The other Grizzly that was also part of the Futures game was shortstop Ezekiel Tovar. But Tovar currently on the injured list in Double-A Hartford, so he did not participate in the Futures game as that pitch is inside and the count at 2-0. And so Tovar and Veen, the top two prospects for the Rockies, enjoying some time at Dodgers Stadium for the Futures game. As that pitch is inside, and the count now 3-0 as Kafka misses. To Damon Keith. Very, very, very tough out in Damon Keith. Keith is 0-for-1 today, a fielder's choice. Here comes the 3-0. And it's a chopper. This is Rodriguez again, and it goes under his glove. It goes under his glove, and that will score the second run of the game. It was going to be a tough play. They've ruled it a hit. Got under the glove of Rodriguez. It scores Jake Vogel. And it's 2-0. Right now, that run is currently unearned, as we'll bring up the DH and Junior Garcia. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off at the plate. The count at 0-1. So then after the Futures game yesterday, they had the Celebrity All-Star softball game. And a lot of fun between Andre Ethier, the outfielder for the Dodgers, former outfielder for the Dodgers, and former Giants outfielder Hunter Pence. As that pitch was inside, and the count at 1-1. Pence got a lot of boos as he came to the plate. And then, of course, Andre Ethier then having some fun, threw behind Pence. A little bit of some fun back and forth between the two. As here's the pitch, and it's a check swing. He did go around, and the count now 1-2. 2-0 our score here in the bottom of the third. And then the next pitch from Ethier to Pence was destroyed for a home run. That ball almost left the actual ballpark of Dodger Stadium. As that's a ground ball, it's going to go foul this time. Garcia thought he had extra bases. Damon Keith was already rounding, going towards third. It's now 1-2 to Garcia. That softball game, always a lot of fun. Jenny Finch, the former softball pitcher of Team USA, was always involved in it too. It was a great event to end after the Futures game, as that is fouled again towards the third base side. Heads up down there for the third base coach for the Quakes, and the count remain at 1-2. So then tomorrow, Monday night, you'll have the home run derby from Dodger Stadium. 8 very good sluggers will duke it out for the crown. Here comes the 1-2. That is in the dirt, and the count at 2-2. Slider outside, and Kafka now has had to work a little bit here in this inning. 2-0 our score in the bottom of the third. Quakes looking to continue their two-out rally. 3 straight batters have reached base after 2 groundouts. And so far, every groundout tonight that's been recorded for an out has been on the left side of the diamond for Fresno. And the other couple outs were strikeouts from Kafka. Here's the pitch. Another heads up in there. Close to the Quakes dugout. Got a couple guys to scatter. Oh, man, that's always scary. They do have a short railing. Guys are peeking over it. And we'll do it again. Same count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kafka comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high chopper. And it's Rodriguez who will boot it just a tad bit. Over to first. And that is late. An error to Iverson Rodriguez. And the inning will continue. Runners at first and second. 2 outs. And it'll bring up the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez. And Rodriguez has now had back-to-back really tough plays, apparently. So Kafka could have been out of this inning already. And a couple mistakes by the Grizzlies' defense. And it's cost them 2 runs so far. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off at the plate. And the count at 0-1. against Luis Rodriguez. He's 0-for-1 tonight. So back to the home run derby. So Pete Alonso will look to repeat again. The Polar Bear will take on Ronald Acuna Jr. in the first round. Here comes the 0-1. That is a big swing and a miss. Out on his front foot was Rodriguez. Was looking for a fastball way out in front. As he tries to shift his weight back there in between pitches. And the count at 0-2 now. Kafka going to try to get out of this inning. Here comes the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. And Kafka gets him on a great slider to end the inning. But a couple big mistakes by the defense and a couple of big hits. It's 2-0 Quakes. As we head to the top of the fourth, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FreslerGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the fourth, 2-0 Quakes. In the last game of this six-game series, the Grizzlies have dropped 4 of the first 5 of this series. Juan Guerrero will lead things off as he will take a first pitch strike. Off speed on the inner half of the plate. It's 0-1 to Juan Guerrero, who popped up in his first plate appearance. Here comes the next pitch to Guerrero as he will pop it up again. And it's going to stay in the ballpark. It's going to be the catcher. And watch out, Guerrero. Almost got in the way of the catcher, Hernandez, who will make the catch for the first out. First out of the inning is here comes the DH, Zach Kokoska. So back to the home run derby. Pete Alonso will take on Ronald Acuna Jr. in the 3-6 matchup. And the 2-7, former Dodger and now current Texas Ranger, 2-seed Corey Seager, will battle 7-seed and rookie sensation of the Seattle Mariners, who just continue to win going into the break. 7-seed Julio Rodriguez, as that first pitch is inside of Kokoska, and the count at 1-0. And then the 1-8 matchup, the 1-seed Kyle Schwarber, who's going to be a lot of fun to watch, I think, at Dodger Stadium. He could be a dark horse in that event, being the 1-seed, as that pitch is outside, the count at 2-0. And he will take on 8-seed Albert Pujols, who becomes the first 40-plus-year-old to appear in the home run derby. Here comes the 2-0. And that pitch is fouled off to the left side, and the count now at 2-1. And then the 4-5 matchup, 4-seed Juan Soto, who is easily one of the best young stars in the game today, against the 5-seed Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians. Here's the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. Big hack there from Kokoska. He'll take time, step out of the box, recollect his thoughts, and get back in there. Top of the fourth, 2-0 Quakes. So then the home run derby, that'll be a lot of fun. Make sure you guys check that one out. 2-2, as that is fouled off towards the left side, and we'll do it again with the same count. And then, of course, the All-Star game. Now, we've had over 80 players now at least selected to it due to injuries and guys not going to be able to play because either they're pitching on the last day before the All-Star break or They're pitching the first game after the All-Star break, so you've had changes. You've had some injuries from some guys like Mike Trout. He will not appear due to back spasms. Left the other night on Tuesday for the Angels. Hasn't been in the lineup since, and he was replaced by Ty France today. Here comes a 2-2, and that's a hard ground ball to the second baseman. Scooped up over to first, Kokoska out. Two outs now in the inning as Betancourt makes the play. 4-3 as it brings up the first baseman, Brian Quijada. Still going to be a very fun All-Star game at Dodger Stadium. And some Quakes employees that I was able to talk to over the past couple of days said that they're going to attend some of these events and can't wait to go check out the home ballpark of their big league affiliate as that pitch is fouled off to the right side now to play in the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies, of course, affiliated with the Colorado Rockies, and the Quakes with the Los Angeles Dodgers. As the first pitch from Quijada is fouled off, the count at 0-1. Here's pitch number 2, and it's outside for a ball in the count at 1-1. Brandon Tipton calling balls and strikes. Shane Koshizawa at first base talking to first base coach Steve Solis. Third base coach is manager Robinson Cancel. And the 1-1 is outside, and the count at 2-1 to Brian Quijada. Quijada had his second home run of the season just the other night. A moonshot to left field. The first baseman and also backup catcher for the Grizzlies has continued to show some pop over the past couple of weeks as he swings and misses, and the count now at 2-2. But All-Star Weekend, always a lot of fun, and the Grizzlies always enjoy their couple days off. 4 days off for the Grizzlies, and everyone going to enjoy that. And on top of it, too, then the team will return back home to the friendly confines of Chukchansey Park, where the Grizzlies have won 5 straight. As that pitch is right down the middle, and Quijada down on strikes. A 1-2-3 inning for Adolfo Ramirez. The Quakes lead 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Quakes lead the Grizzlies. Colin Kafka back on the bump as he will wind and deal. And the first pitch is swung to the first base of Quijada, who lunges and makes the catch. Unbelievable play from Quijada at first for the first out. Wow! Quijada playing off the bag, lunged towards and made a great snag play to get Hector Martinez for the first out. Wow! As I'll bring up the first baseman, Julio Carrion. Here's the next pitch from Kafka. As that's a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, says Shin Koshizawa. And the count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Kafka. Kafka's family is in the building tonight watching their son pitch. The Walnut Creek, California native, as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. Good slider. We have seen two very good, consistent pitches from Kafka on his fastball and slider, and he's working quick. working very, very efficiently. Despite trailing 2-0, I've liked what I've seen from Kafka so far. As that pitch is right down the middle, strike three. 91 on the gun, and Kafka picks up his fourth strikeout of the game. Carry on down for the second time. And he'll bring up the second baseman, Kenneth Bettencourt. Two outs now in the inning. Here comes the pitch from Kafka. And that is right down the middle. And the count at 0-1. Good fastball at 90 miles per hour. Another notable draft pick that just got taken. The 12th overall pick by the Tigers. That's a line drive base hit. Rodriguez couldn't get there in time. It goes into left field. A two-out single for Bettencourt. And the inning will continue for catcher Marco Hernandez. Fifth hit for Rancho Cucamonga. So the 12th overall pick by the Tigers was Jace Young, who was initially the projected pick for the Rockies for a lot of draft boards. Jace Young goes to the Tigers. Dylan Lesko went later on to the Padres. He's the top pitching high school pitching prospect. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Hernandez. But Lesko just had Tommy John surgery. So high ceiling, but a big risk to take after a guy just going through TJ. Here comes the next pitch, and it's inside for a ball, and the count at 1-1. A guy that also just had some surgery that, you know, the Rockies would know very well is Jaden Hill, their number two round, or their second round draft pick from last year's draft, who's down in the Arizona complex working on his skills, as that pitch is low, and the count at 2-1. And Hill working back from surgery as well. So, like Lesko, he'll just have to work back like Hill, as Hill's already starting to face live hitters again. Always great to see. Here comes a 2-1, and that is right down the middle at 91, and the count now at 2-2. So, draft going on, a lot of fun in general, and we'll see a lot of these players play for the Grizzlies in the future. So if you're listening at home, you might be seeing a future Fresno Grizzly be taken. So that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 3-2. First 3-2 from Kafka tonight. 2-0 our score here in the bottom of the fourth. Great night for baseball here at Lone Mart Field. There goes the runner. Ball four. Hernandez almost gets hit by the pitch. First walk for Kafka. And now first and second with two outs as it brings up the shortstop. Austin Gauthier singled and scored back in the third. But when we really talk about a draft, it doesn't matter where you get taken or if you don't get taken at all. Undrafted free agents have a lot of success in general, too. For instance, Luke Taggart of the Rockies was not drafted out of the University of Oklahoma, an incarnate Wood. And Taggart now, as that pitch is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. And Taggart now, even though he's on the injury list, has had a sensational year so far at High A Spokane in a relief role. Late round draft pick Tyler Ahern last year, for instance. Started with the Grizzlies, now up in High A Spokane, has already picked up his first win with the Indians, as that pitch is inside, and the count at 1-1. Guys like Braden Ward, drafted from the University of Washington, a late round pick, had a OPS of over 1,000 with the Grizzlies before being called up. A steel machine. Here comes the 1-1. And it's fouled off. Heads up down there. The count at 1-2. Towards the Grizzlies dugout. And we'll do it at 1-2. Well, Colin Kafka was drafted in the 9th round last year out of Oregon, where he ended his Ducks career 5th all-time in starts with 39 and 7th in strikeouts with 195. Finished his 4-year career at 13-11 with a 4.75 ERA and 50 total appearances. Here comes the 1-2. And that's a line drive to right field. That will get down all the way to the wall. One run will score, and the second run will be stopped at third base. It's an RBI double, and just like that, the Quakes extend their lead to 3-0. So Kenneth Bettencourt scores. Hernandez up to third. All these with two outs as we bring up the center fielder in Jake Vogel. All three runs by Rancho Cucamonga with two outs. And here comes Jake Vogel. Here comes the pitch. And it's in there for a call strike, and the count at 0-1. For Kafka, he's now allowed a career-high 6 hits tonight. And 3 earned runs so far. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from the right-hander, and it's fouled to the backstop from Vogel, and the count at 0-2. From Colin Kafka. And a guy who also has done very well after being drafted in the later round, Damon Keith on deck, an 18th rounder last year. He's from Oceanside, California. I believe Cal Baptist was where he went to school. Here comes the pitch. And that's a high pop-up. It's going to be caught by the shortstop, Sims, in shallow center field. And that will end the inning. But an RBI double from Austin Gauthier. It's 3-0 Quakes as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The last game of this six-game series. We will enjoy an all-star break starting after this game ends. Grizzlies will be off for 4 days before returning home to the friendly confines of Chancy Park for a three-game series against the Stockton Ports, where the Grizzlies will try to find their way back into the W column. The Grizzlies have dropped 3 in a row and 4 of their last 5 against these Quakes. Still first place in the Cal League Northern Division. That's a fly ball to left field, but foul. Off the bat of Yorvis Torrealba against the right-hander Adolfo Ramirez. Well, the Grizzlies will become the Fresno Tacos for that weekend against the Stockton Ports. And in that series, the Grizzlies will have alternate uniforms for the Tacos. Sleeveless uniforms, purple and black. And let me tell you, they are absolutely beautiful. As the 0-1 pitch is right down the middle, and the count at 0-2. And if you want a chance to look like your Fresno Grizzly, your favorite Fresno Grizzly player, you can go to our team store on our website. You can also go to our team store during the game and wear your taco swag. As that's a swing and a miss. Fourth strikeout for Ramirez. Torrealba down on strikes. And it'll bring up the shortstop in Ben Sims. But make sure you come out to Chancy Park, 6:50 first pitch on Friday, 6:50 on Saturday, and then 5:05 on Sunday. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike on the outer half of the play, and it's 0-1. Not only will you get a chance to see your Fresno Tacos play and get your hat and your jersey and all the other cool swag, as that's a high chopper to the second baseman. It's going to be a tough play for Bencourt. He will gobble it up over to first, and Sims is retired for the second out. Now 7 straight retired by Ramirez. As we bring up the third baseman, Iverson Rodriguez. But you also can come eat all the tacos you want, carne asada. You can also eat some chicken if you want to for your tacos. Or if you're feeling spicy, you can get some shrimp tacos too. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have the water slides available, and of course, Friday night fireworks. You can get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by calling our box office or visiting our box office, 559-320-8497. FresnoGrizzlies.com, 559-320-8497. And Rodriguez fouls that pitch off, and it's one ball and one strike to Iverson Rodriguez. Yes, Adolfo Ramirez, who's thrown 34 pitches, 26 for strikes. Four strikeouts already in 2 2/3 innings. Here comes the pitch, and that's a swing and a miss. It's now 1-2. That pitch buried down there from Ramirez. Great location from the right-hander, who is now at an ERA of 2.76. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball, and the count at 2-2. But to finish it off, yeah, make sure you guys come check out for Tacos Weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also stay tuned. We have a really cool promotion that's going to be coming out soon. You do not want to miss it. So make sure you stay tuned to our social media pages for those big news. As that's a line drive up the middle. It's going to be a tough play. Second baseman going to throw it over to first in time. Bencourt makes the play to end the inning. Eight straight retired from Adolfo Ramirez and the Grizzlies, trailing by three as we head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the fifth, 3-0 our score. As here's the first pitch to Damon Keith from Colin Kafka. It's a fastball outside and the count at 1-0. As a lot of Grizzlies pitchers head down towards the bullpen. Here comes the 1-0 from the righty Kafka. It's outside for a ball and the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies have now played at 38, at least one game at 38 different stadiums. Rancho Cucamonga number 38. Here comes the 2-0, and it's outside, and the count at 3-0. Good location from Kafka, just misses. They include Albuquerque, Calgary, Colorado Springs, and Edmonton, El Paso, Inland Empire, two different places in Fresno, as that pitch is outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk to Damon Keith. Someone you don't want to mess with, Damon Keith. He had an RBI single in his previous at-bat. Second walk for Kafka as it brings up DH, Junior Garcia. Iowa, Lake Elsinore, Las Vegas, Lincoln, Memphis, Modesto, Nashville, New Orleans, OKC, Omaha, Portland, Rancho Cucamonga, Reno. As Kafka comes set, it's going to be a check on Keith. Round Rock, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Antonio, San Francisco at Pac Bell Park, San Jose, Stockton, Tacoma, Tucson, Vancouver, Visalia, and Yuma, Arizona. Here comes the next pitch as that's outside for a ball in the count of 1-0. The Grizzlies played a few home games in San Francisco as Grizzly Stadium, now Chancery Park, was being completed in 2002. And then in 2004, Fresno played a road series in Yuma against Edmonton and one game in Lincoln against Omaha. There goes Keith, and that's a high chopper foul in the count of 1-1. Keith timed Kafka perfectly on that one as he was heading towards second base. 3-0 our score here in the bottom of the fifth. First ever series here in Rancho Cucamonga for the Grizzlies since their second year now in the California League. As that pitch is lined foul down the left field line. And it looks like a right-hander in the Grizzlies' pen. I believe that's Luis Amoroso. That's Luis Amoroso, number 17 in the Grizzlies' pen. He was fantastic the other night for the Grizzlies. Here comes the next pitch, and it's outside, and the count now at 2-2 to Garcia. Below Mart Field, the Quakes started playing here in Rancho Cucamonga in 1993 after relocating from San Bernardino. The team moved into the epicenter on April 1st, 1993. Played their first game on April 8th against the High Desert Mavericks, winning 7-3. As the 2-2 pitch is outside, and the count now at 3-2. To Garcia. Here comes the 3-2. There goes Keith. High fly ball, left field. Torrealba going back, still going back at the wall. It is gone! Junior Garcia goes deep to left center field. Both Guerrero and Torrealba going back. They couldn't get there. And it's 5-0 Rancho Cucamonga. So Junior Garcia's 8th home run of the year. And he extends this lead to 5-0. And here comes Robinson Cancel, and that might do it for Kafka here in the fifth inning. That ball just kept carrying off the bat of Garcia, and it left the yard, and I think that might be the walk for Colin Kafka. And that's it for the right-hander, as here comes Luis Amoroso out of the pen. Pitching change here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back from Lone Mart Field. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. Bottom of the fifth still. 5-0 Quakes. The new pitcher for the Grizzlies is right-hander Luis Amoroso. And the first pitch to him is outside for a ball, or inside for a ball, in the count at 1-0. Amoroso is 6'1", 192 pounds, 22 years old for the Venezuelan. Valencia, Venezuela is his birthplace. Pitched in the ACL Rockies last year. Born December 12, 1999. And signed as an international free agent in 2017. Here comes the 2-0, and it's a foul ball out of play. The count at 2-2. For Luis Amoroso, he's 0-3. This is his 28th game out of the pen. A 4.08 ERA, 46.1 innings, and one save. That was in the Grizzlies' lone win on Wednesday. Grizzlies won 9-4. Luis Amoroso, 3 innings of work, 9 up, 9 down. So 3 perfect innings for the right-hander Amoroso. Here comes the 3-1. And it's right outside. Ball 4. And a leadoff walk for Amoroso's first batter he faces. As we bring up the third baseman, Hector Martinez. So the first batter that Amoroso faces tonight, he walks him. Third walk for Fresno pitching as they trail 5-0 here in the fifth. First pitch from Amoroso is inside, the count at 1-0. Against Hector Martinez, 0-2 for Martinez. As Amoroso steps off. Amoroso will come set. A sinking fastball. Here's the pitch, and it is that fastball. It's going to be on the ground. Third baseman Rodriguez over to second baseman Brito. Over to first, not in time. They will get the lead runner in Rodriguez. Goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice. So Martinez reaches, and guess what? There's another play for Iverson Rodriguez. 5 plays tonight now. He has 11 plays in the past 2 nights. And I'll bring up the first baseman, Julio Carrion. 5-0 our score here in the bottom of the fifth. And here's the next pitch from Amoroso. It's outside for a ball. The count out. 1 ball and no strikes. To Julio Carrion, who's 0-2, 2 strikeouts for him. That's a fly ball foul, and the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Here comes the next pitch. It's a slider, and that's going to be blooped in a right field, a base hit. Over to right field, Fernandez going to throw it in. And Carrion is now 1-3. Up to second base goes Martinez. Still only one out in the inning. It'll bring up the second baseman, Kenneth Bencourt. Bencourt 1-2, a single and a run scored. So final line on Colin Kafka, 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. The 7 hits and the 5 runs and the 4 earned runs are all career highs allowed by the right-hander. Against a very dangerous Quakes lineup who just continues to hit the ball. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike, and the count at 0-1 to Betancourt against Luis Amoroso. Amoroso, 3.1 innings pitch is his season high. You'll check on the runner who's dancing at second. And Martinez, as that pitch is fouled off, and the count now at 1 ball or no balls and 2 strikes. From Luis Amoroso, the Venezuelan. Amoroso looks in for a sign from Fulford. Here comes the 0-2. And it's outside for a ball and a count of 1-2. Amoroso, 2 main pitches, that sinking fastball that registers between 94 and 97. He also has a devastating slider. Comes kind of at a three-quarters angle. Good arm slot for the right-hander. And the right-hander will come set around the belt. Here comes the pitch. And there's that slider, 79, and it's fouled off 1-2. And talking to scouts that were here over this past week, saying that Amoroso might actually be the most ready relief pitcher in this Grizzlies bullpen. Just stuff-wise alone could get him up a couple levels. Here comes that pitch. It's lined to the third baseman. Caught by Rodriguez. Rodriguez is going to step on third instead. We'll see exactly what they say. I think he just caught it. It's going to be a line drive out. What a catch by Rodriguez. That's now 12 plays for Rodriguez in the past 2 nights. 6 tonight. And it'll bring up the catcher, Marco Hernandez, with 2 outs. A rocket hit by Bencourt, and Rodriguez jumped very high to make that catch. Wow. Here's the pitch from Amoroso, and it's inside, and the count at 1-0. 94 on that pitch from the right-hander. The Grizzlies, if they drop their fourth straight now, will drop to 11-10 here in the second half. Right now, Modesto leads Lake Elsinore by a score of 9-4 in the bottom of the seventh. The Rawhide lead the San Jose Giants 2-1 in the third. And Stockton 1-0 in the second against Inland Empire as the 2-0 pitch gets in there for a strike. The count now at 2-1. 5-0 our score here in the bottom of the fifth. The Quakes, two runners on and two outs. As they look to add things on, they have already 8 hits tonight. As that's a big swing and a miss at an unbelievably good breaking ball from Amoroso. The count at 2-2. As Amoroso going to try to get out of this with limited damage. Already 2 runs across here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball, first base to Quijada. Diving play goes off his glove. It's not going to be any play anywhere. Quijada does stop it. That rolled just into foul territory, but he did pick it up in fair territory initially. For sure, a base hit from Hernandez. This loads the bases now with 2 outs. And it'll bring up shortstop Austin Gauthier. Five nothing Quakes here in the bottom of the fifth. Bases loaded for Rancho Cucamonga, top of the lineup, and the dangerous Austin Gauthier is 2-for-3. A double, a single, an RBI, and a run. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike at 95 outside, and the count at 0-1. No balls, one strike, two outs. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside for a ball, and the count at 1-1. Bases are loaded. Martinez at third. Carrion at second. Hernandez at first. Austin Gauthier at the plate. Luis Amoroso the pitcher. Here is the 1-1. It's a swing and a miss on a great slider from Amoroso, and it's 1-2. And Amoroso trying to get out of this inning. Already 2 runs across. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. And it's a high fly ball to center. Guerrero tracking it. And he will make the catch just shy of the warning track to end the inning. Amoroso survives a bases loaded jam as we head to the sixth. Grizzlies trying to get on the board, trailing 5-0. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the sixth, Grizzlies trail 5-0, and the hottest hitter in this lineup, Juan Brito, comes to the plate. 1-for-2 with him, but only 2 hits for the Fresno offense against Adolfo Ramirez, who's been fantastic. First pitch ball inside. It's 1-0. Brito was the last Grizzly to reach back in the third. 8 straight retired from Ramirez. Here comes the 1-0. And it's a high fly ball to right field, but it's going to be in the ballpark and caught by the right fielder in Keith for the first out. Brito retired as it brings up the catcher in Braxton Fulford. 9 straight now retired by Ramirez. So Fulford over 2. Here comes the pitch, and it is taken for a strike in the count at 0-1. 93 on the gun right there from Ramirez, who's retired 9 straight. He has 4 strikeouts in that stretch as well, as Yankiel Fernandez waits on deck. Here comes the 0-1, and it's outside for a ball in the count at 1-1 to Braxton Fulford, who saw old teammate Jace Young get taken in the 12th overall pick by the Tigers. Here's the pitch to the Texas Tech product, and he lines one foul down the left field line. It's 1-2. Braxton Fulford, a 6th-round draft pick last year out of Texas Tech, the Red Raider, has been the main backstop for the Grizzlies this season. Split time with Hunter Goodman, who was mainly at first base before Goodman was promoted to High A Spokane. That pitch is outside, and the count at 2-2. The Grizzlies did make a transaction today. Right-hand pitcher Raymels Rosa was assigned back to the Arizona League from Fresno. Rosa only appeared in 1 game. Came up to help out a bullpen that threw a lot on Tuesday. As that's a check swing, and Fulford will strike out for the 3rd time. 2-3 on the put out. That's now the 5th strikeout for Ramirez. And with 2 outs, here comes right fielder Yankiel Fernandez. The Grizzlies' offense only being limited to 2 hits so far. As the catcher, and Hernandez going to, looks like, tie his shoe, fix his equipment a little bit, or his mask, one of the few things, as Fernandez gets ready to hit here. Yankiel Fernandez, the 20th overall prospect in the Rockies system. Here in the top of the 6th, 5-0 Quakes. Here's the pitch. And that's fouled to the right side in the count at 0-1. And catcher A.J. Lewis, who was helping out the bullpen, was coming down towards the dugout and was almost hit by that hard line drive from Fernandez, who has tons of power. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside, and the count at 1-1 to Yankiel Fernandez. The Grizzlies ranked 2nd in all of minor league baseball with a .280 batting average. Only 2 hits tonight, though. Here's the 1-1, and that's a big hack, and Fernandez comes up empty. It's 1-2. The Grizzlies also ranked 2nd with an .833 OPS, 2nd with 81 hit by pitches, 3rd with a .466 slugging percentage, tied for 3rd with 569 runs. Here's the 1-2, and that's a ground ball. This is a shortstop Gauthier. He was playing in a shift behind the bag at 2nd. He will throw it over, and it's in time. And Adolfo Ramirez has set down 11 straight as we head to the bottom of the 6th, 5-0 Quakes. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Quakes lead 5-0 as Luis Amoroso back out for his second inning of work. As he will take on Jake Vogel, the center fielder. And here comes a pitch, and it's inside for a ball. And the count at 1-0. So going back to the Grizzlies and their offensive ranks, well, they were tied for third with 569 runs, tied for third with 180 doubles. That's a high fly ball out to left center. Juan Guerrero calling off Torrey Alba. He will reach up and make the catch for the first out. Vogel retired as it brings up the right fielder in Damon Keith. Well, the Grizzlies also are fourth with 838 hits, tied for fourth with a 367 OBP, fifth with 1,394 total bases, and sixth with 499 RBI. But the Grizzlies and Quakes are ranked 1 and 2 in 8 different single-A offensive categories. Here comes the pitch, and it's a high chopper. That is foul. Rodriguez trying to make a play there, and the count at 0-1. Rodriguez has been busy over there the past two nights. But the categories for these two teams include batting average, hits, runs. As here comes the 0-1, foul to the right side and into an empty bleacher. And the count at 0-2. Hits, runs, total bases, RBI, hit by pitches, slugging percentage, and OPS. Here comes the next pitch. It's outside. And the count at 1-2. Fresno is ranked first in the majority of those categories. But the Quakes are ranked first with 613 runs and 550 RBIs. That's a big swing and a miss. And Amoroso gets the very dangerous Damon Keith. Keith retired. He's now 1-for-3 with a walk, RBI, and run. That is the first strikeout for Amoroso. Fifth overall for Fresno pitching. And are bringing up the DH in Junior Garcia, who had a 2-run home run back in the fifth inning. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. 5-0 our score here in the bottom of the sixth. However you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight. As the 1-0 is high and the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies, though, are heading the Quakes in batting average, hits, total bases, hit by pitches, slugging percentage, and OPS. So this game could be far from over. As that pitch is outside, the count at 3-0 as the shadow is starting to creep in onto the playing surface. Right now around the third base coach's box, heading right near the plate, and also in left center. Torrey Alba probably the only position player that right now is in the shadows. As the 3-0 pitch is outside for a ball, it's a two-out walk to Junior Garcia. Fourth walk overall for Grizzlies pitching, as it brings up the left fielder Luis Rodriguez. So Luis Rodriguez to the plate. Last game of this six-game series, as that is fouled to the backstop, and the count at 0-1. Grizzlies return home for three games after the All-Star break, and then on the road to Modesto for six. And that's going to be a very intense series. Last time those two teams met up, they had a 12-inning battle that lasted 3 hours and 40 minutes. That's a check on the runner at first base in Garcia. He's back safely by Fulford over to Quijada. But that series in Modesto, the last time the Grizzlies faced, they dropped 4 of 6. But every game was super close as that pitch is in the dirt. Swing and a miss and down on strikes. Rodriguez is out. Another clean inning for Amoroso as we head to the 7th. 5-0 Quakes. We'll be back at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the seventh inning, 5-0 Quakes lead the Grizzlies. New pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga is the right-hander, Joan Valdez, who wears the number 24 on the back of his jersey. He takes over for Adolfo Ramirez, and a sigh of relief for the Grizzlies as they could not figure out the right-hander Ramirez, who went 4 innings of shutout baseball, 2 hits and 5 strikeouts for Ramirez. So now here's Valdez against Juan Guerrero. First pitch from the big right-hander is up the middle, base hit. Right pass of Valdez into center field. Bencourt tried making a play on it, couldn't get there. And a leadoff single for Juan Guerrero, who just continues to hit. Third hit of the game for Fresno. And it'll bring up the DH, Zach Kokoska. So Valdez is 6'4", 175 pounds, a big frame for the man born on March 10th, 1999. He is listed at 6'4", 175, very tall right-hander. San Pedro de Macaray, Dominican Republic. For the right-hander, they'll check on Guerrero back, and he is safe. A little bit of a surprise there. Guerrero was kind of confused initially on that pickoff right there, but called safe. Valdez, in 2021, split time between the AZL Dodgers and Rancho Cucamonga. The right-hander appearing here against Kokoska. Here's the pitch to Kokoska, and it's in there for a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Valdez is 2-1, a 3.56 ERA. This is his 24th game all out of the pen. He has 2 saves and 1 hold, 30.1 innings pitched for the right-hander. Another check on Guerrero. He is back safely. Guerrero kind of jumped back into the bag. He's safe. Valdez has struck out 41 batters over those 30.1 innings pitched and has allowed 4 home runs. Zach Kokoska has 9 home runs this year. Let's see if he can get himself into one. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. A great slider on the outer half of the plate. And the count is 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Here in the top of the seventh, 5-0 our score. Quakes lead the Grizzlies. Here's the 0-2. And it's a high chopper foul. And that's going to go towards the first base coach and Steve Solis. As I said, now we'll go down to the Grizzlies bullpen. And one of the Grizzlies relievers will pounce on the ball and give it to a lucky fan. And it will stay at no balls and 2 strikes. Here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive foul towards the Grizzlies bullpen. Kokoska way ahead on that one. And it remains 0-2. Grizzlies in the red. They are 12-13 wearing their red this season. The Quakes in the white, which they've worn the majority of this series. Comes the 0-2. That's inside. It's going to get away. Up to second base is Guerrero. He is going in there, and it's going to be, as we thought, a wild pitch. And Guerrero up to second base. And the runner at second, nobody down. The Grizzlies have a runner in scoring position. That single by Guerrero was the first batter to reach since the third inning for Fresno with Juan Brito. At one point, 11 straight batters were retired by Ramirez. Here in Rancho Cucamonga at Lone Mart Field. 1-2, nobody out yet. Zach Kokoska trying to put the Grizzlies on the board as they trail 5-0 here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Kokoska rounding first. Guerrero will waltz to the plate. The Grizzlies are on the board. It's now 5-1. Kokoska back in his second base with a head first dive. And Zach Kokoska, an RBI single. Right on cue, Zach Kokoska, an RBI single. And the Grizzlies are finally on the board. And here come the comeback claws. As Brian Quijada will strike to the plate. So Guerrero and Kokoska switch places, and the Grizzlies make it 5-1. So here's Quijada now. And that pitch is in there for a strike. And the count at 0-1. Outside part of the plate there. Yervis Torrealba waits on deck. Quiada 0-2 today is struck out swinging and looking. Here's the 0-1. And it's inside, and it does get away a little bit from Hernandez, but no advancement from Kokoska. And the count at 1-1. Brian Quijada has been really good on Sundays. Over the past two Sundays, Quijada has batted over 400. 0-2 today, though, so luck can be changing here in the seventh inning for Fresno. It's Quijada takes a pitch low, and the count at 2-1. Quijada was part of the comeback last Sunday for Fresno against San Jose, where the Grizzlies came back to win in the bottom of the ninth. The man on deck, Yervis Torrealba, scored the game-winning run on an error by the third baseman. Here comes the play, or the pitch, and it's in there. And it's 2-2 to Quijada. And Quijada takes time. So that play last Sunday in the ninth inning. So Juan Brito at the plate, he did not put down a bunt on a suicide squeeze. Or on a squeeze play, excuse me. Here comes a 2-2, and Quijada swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. He is tagged out, and that is the first out of the inning. Quijada now three strikeouts tonight. That is the first strikeout and first out for Valdez. Eighth overall for Quakes pitching, as it brings up the left fielder, Yervis Torrealba, who is 0-2. So Torrealba, so on the squeeze bunt, Brito tried putting it down and did not put it down on the inside part of the plate. And Torrealba got caught between home and third. The catcher went to the third baseman, and then on the throw back to the catcher, he overthrew it, and Torrealba scored as he lines one foul, and the count at 0-1 to Yervis Torrealba. It was kind of one of those plays that you go, oh no, oh no, oh yes! 5-1 our score here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Valdez. And it's high for a ball, and the count at 1-1. A pump fake towards second base from Hernandez. No one was really near the bag as Kokoska was scampering off of it a little bit. The count is 1-1. Yervis Torrealba from the University of Tampa product. Drafted a couple of years ago by the Rockies. And that pitch is outside. It's 2-1. For Torrealba, who's drafted in the 20th round in 2019. Now 20 rounds in the MLB draft. And Torrealba, University of Tampa product. He was born in Caracas, Venezuela. Born in Major Leaguer Yervis Torrealba. Here's a 2-1. And that's a big swing and a miss. The count at 2-2. And Torrealba, his helmet partially coming off there. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the inning. The Grizzlies are going to try to add on. They finally scored their first run in the seventh. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Torrealba down on strikes. Second time he's gone down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Valdez. Ninth strikeout now for Quakes pitching. And he'll bring up the shortstop, Ben Sims. So Ben Sims now to the plate. He is 1-2. A single back in the third. And a ground out in the fifth. Ben Sims was drafted last year by the Rockies. Here's the pitch. It's inside for a ball in the count at 1-0. Sims drafted out of the University of Michigan in the 15th round. He initially started his college career at the University of Kansas. And then went over to Michigan despite what his parents wanted. An Akron, Ohio native. As that pitch is inside, the count at 2-0. Sims was telling me that his family and his relatives were not happy. Grew up an Ohio State Buckeye fan. And then went to Michigan where he knew he was going to get an opportunity to play right away. And a team that got to Omaha. Here comes the 2-0, and Sims line drive right field, but right at Damon Keith, and that will end the inning. Zach Kokoska, though, an RBI double. The Grizzlies are on the board. They still trail by 4, 5-1. It is stretch time here at Lone Mart Field. Luis Amoroso back out for the Grizzlies. We'll be back. FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. Bottom of the seventh, 5-1 Quakes. They lead the Grizzlies. Luis Amoroso back out for his next inning of work as the first pitch is lined to left field. Coming is Yervis Turriaba. He will reach up and make the catch. One pitch, one out as Hector Martinez is retired. Goes F7 as brings up the first baseman, Julio Carrion. Luis Amoroso has been efficient so far for Fresno. Two and one-third innings pitch. He is not allowed to run yet. Here comes the next pitch. It's a slider that dangles in there on the count at 0-1. To Julio Carrion, who is 1-for-3, a single and two strikeouts for the big first baseman. As that pitch is swung on, missed another slider. It's 0-2 quickly. Amoroso has been very efficient in this series. He and Juan Mejia are the only two Grizzlies pitchers in this series to not allow an earned run yet. Here's the 0-2. That's a high fly ball. It's going to go into shallow right field. Yankiel Fernandez cannot get there in time. It was a long run for Fernandez, and he just didn't get there. That's a one-out single as it'll bring up the second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. That's a tough ball, and Fernandez went a long way, and he just didn't get there. And Fernandez has been a little bit limp, gimpy in this series. After a couple times, he's gotten balls off his leg at the plate. As that pitch is outside and in the dirt and goes away from Fulford and up to second base is Carrion. Now runner second with one out. And the count is 1-0 to Kenneth Betancourt. As the pitcher starts to get loose in the Quakes pen. A wild pitch right there from Amoroso. Really nasty stuff from Amoroso as that pitch is outside and it's 2-0 and Fulford asking where it missed. The pitch did look good initially. And here's the 2-0. That's a ground ball, and Amoroso makes the play. He's going to get a run down here. Oh, no, and the Grizzlies are going to throw it away. It gets away from Brito. Unbelievable. Amoroso had Martinez or Carrion stuck at second base. It gets away from Brito. It's going to be an error on Brito. And now runners at second and third with one out. Oh, my goodness. Everything you could have asked for in that play. Amoroso fields his position, gets the rundown with Carrion. He throws it back to the bag at second base where Brito is waiting, and Brito just misses the ball. The ball goes in a shallow center, and now runners at second and third and one out for Marco Hernandez, who is 1-for-2. Oh, man, as the Grizzlies infield's in now. The first pitch is inside, and the count at 1-0. As the left-hander starts getting loose in the Fresno pen, I believe that's Tanner Probst. The left-hander, here's the pitch. That's a fly ball to left center, and that will get down. That's going to score at least one run. And that will score two runs as Betancourt comes in to score. And it's 7-1 Rancho Cucamonga. And the broadcaster jinx just happened right there. I said Amoroso hasn't allowed a run yet. And just like that, the Quakes have scored two more runs. And Marco Hernandez has now reached for the third time tonight as two runs come in to score. And with one out and a runner at first, will bring up the top lineup in Austin Gauthier. 7-1 now here in the seventh. Unbelievable. As that's a ground ball, this could be two, and it's missed by the shortstop, Semps. Inner center field, and the Quakes continue to hit. 12 hits now for the Quakes, first and second, one out. And here comes the center fielder, Jake Vogel. So 7-1, here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count of one ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's a ground ball to Rodriguez. Rodriguez snags it over to second base. That's all they're going to get. Rodriguez, another really short hop, and he makes the play. He couldn't make the tag to Marco Hernandez, who goes to third. Gauthier's out at second, 5-4 on the fielder's choice. Up to first is Jake Vogel on the fielder's choice. We've seen that a couple times already today. Make that 13 plays by Rodriguez, 7 tonight. And it'll bring up the right fielder, Damon Keith. Runners at the corner and two outs. Great play again by Rodriguez. There goes Vogel. And they're going to throw it down to second, and it hits the runner. Now coming home. Here's the throw. It is safe at the plate as the ball gets away from Fulford, and it's 8-1. And now it's 8-1. And this inning's gone out of hand for Fresno, as now they trail by 7. And the Grizzlies could have dropped 5 of 6 in this series if they... They can't figure it out right now. The Quakes have just been able just to score on every single little play right now. The Grizzlies just unfortunate right now. As that's a ground ball. Rodriguez can't make it. It goes to the left field. And now be first and third here as Torrealba brings it in. Keith gets on with a single. Up to third is Vogel. And here comes Junior Garcia. So on that previous play, it wouldn't have really mattered. That would have still scored the run. And that's going to do it for Amoroso. And it's 8-1 now as we will take a quick break. We'll have a new pitcher here at Lomard Field. We'll be back. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. 8-1 in the bottom of the 7th. 3 runs have already scored here for the Quakes, and it's been a new pitcher now. It's the left-hander Tanner Probst who will take over, and he'll take on Junior Garcia here in the 7th. Probst will come set at the belt. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and it's inside for a ball, and the count of 1 ball and no strikes for Tanner Probst, who just joins the Grizzlies. Second game for him with Fresno. 6 feet, 190 pounds, 24 years old, from Madison, Mississippi. Signed as a free agent in 2020. As that pitch is low on the count of 2-0. Product of Delta State. For Tanner Probst. Last year pitched here in Fresno. A lefty specialist. Started the year in high Spokane. Now back down here working on some control with the Grizzlies, as that pitch is outside and is now 3-0 from Tanner Probst. Funky left-hander. Long curly hair from the back of his black cap. Comes set again around the belt. Here's the 3-0. And that pitch is outside. Ball 4 and a 4-pitch walk. And Garcia has now reached three consecutive times, a two-run homer, and now walks. Up to second is Keith. Bases loaded, two outs, and he'll bring up the left fielder in Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez today 0 for 3, a walk. Back in the fifth inning against Tanner Probst. Here comes the pitch from Probst, and it's outside for a ball on the count of 1-0. Five straight balls now for Tanner Probst. Probst 0-0, 81 ERA, only one game, one third of an inning, three runs allowed, four walks and one hit. And that was on Tuesday for Probst, as that is a big swing and a miss, and the count of 1-1. 8-1 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. The Grizzlies lost four of the first five of this series. And despite taking 5 of 6 at Chancy Park in late May, Rancho Cucamonga looking to return the favor as that 1-1 pitch is down, the count at 2-1 from Probst. 1,058 is the attendance tonight. 1058. As Probst will step off, and we'll do it again. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Bases loaded here for Rancho Cucamonga. And here's the pitch. And it's a high fly ball to right field. And that ball is off the wall. That's going to score one. It's going to score two. It's now 10-1 Rancho Cucamonga. An RBI single for Luis Rodriguez. Ten to one our score. And this game has been swung open. Now runners at first and third with two outs. And here comes Julio Carrion for the second time. 10th batter to come to the plate this inning for Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. Sorry, it's Hector Martinez. Excuse me, Hector Martinez now. Here's the 0-1, and it's inside, and the count at 1-1. So second time Martinez has come up this inning. Here's the 1-1. And it's outside for a ball, and the count at 2-1. The Grizzlies' bullpen is now getting loose again. Fresno has allowed double-digit runs for the fourth time in this series. The most we've given up runs in a series so far is that is right to the backstop, right headed towards me. It's 2-2. Martinez 0 for 4 today. Reached base once via fielder's choice. 2-2, two outs. Bases are loaded. No, runners at first and third, excuse me. Here's the pitch. And it's inside ball 3. Those runs were given to Amoroso. And Amoroso was clean until this inning. As that pitch is low, ball 4. And the inning continues. 11th batter now to come to the plate. 5th walk by Fresno pitching. And here comes Julio Carrion. Up to second, Rodriguez. Runner at third is Garcia. And now here comes Carrion. He is 2 for 4. And it's a right-hander, and I believe it's Bryce McGowan. So Bryce McGowan now in the pen. 10-1 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. The Quakes have broken it open as that pitch is fouled down the left field line. It's 0-1. 5 runs this inning for the Quakes. And for 3 straight games now, every time the Grizzlies have played at a run, the Quakes have responded. They did that yesterday in the first, second, and third innings, and then they did it the other night in 5 different innings where they matched or had better innings. And the Grizzlies just counting down to the All-Star break. Trying to stay healthy. They've already clinched a playoff berth, though, so not much to worry about for Fresno when it comes to this. get guys some work, get guys some at-bats, as that pitch is inside, the count at 1-2. This Grizzlies team, still the best record in the California League. They are tied for the best record in the California League Northern Division, with Modesto, who leads 9-5 in the ninth inning against the Storm. Two outs in the ninth inning as the Nuts look for the win against the Storm. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled to the backstop. They'll do it again at 1-2. Other scores, San Jose has broken it open against Visalia. It's now 11-3 in the eighth inning. Visalia had an early lead, and San Jose now 10 unanswered runs. They lead 11-3, while Stockton lead 1-0 in the fifth against Inland Empire. Here's the 1-2, and it's right down the middle, and Tanner Probst a strikeout to end the inning. But the Quakes score 5 runs and have broken it open to 10-1. The Grizzlies trail by 9. We've seen comebacks before. Come on back for the top of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Grizzlies down to their final 6 outs here at Rancho Cucamonga and Lone Mart Field. 10-1 Quakes here in the top of the eighth inning. Iverson Rodriguez will come to the plate to take on the new pitcher, left-hander Kelvin Bautista, who comes out of the bullpen. And the first pitch from the left-hander is outside for a ball in the count at 1-0. Bautista is 5'11", 155 pounds, that's what is listed. Born July 7th of 1999. Here's the 1-0, and it's right down the middle in the count at 1-1. He was part of a trade with the Texas Rangers in 2021. He's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And this is the second time we've seen Bautista in this series, as Rodriguez pops it up, a shallow ball into left field. And here comes the left fielder to make the catch in Rodriguez. So Rodriguez to Rodriguez for the first out. And here comes second baseman Juan Brito. Brito 1-for-3. He also has a stolen base in his contest against Bautista, who is 0-4, a 7.25 ERA, 26 game, all out of the bullpen. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, and the ball, and the count of 1 ball and no strikes. To Iverson, or to Juan Brito, who bats as a righty here, the switch hitter. Here comes the 1-0. And Brito takes a ball inside, and the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies scored their lone run in the seventh inning on a Zach Kokoska RBI double. Juan Guerrero scored on the play. Here comes the pitch. It's outside, ball 3. Juan Brito has been very, very good at the plate. So if I were Bautista, just worry about the next part of the lineup and just let Brito take first base. That's how good Brito's been in this series, over a 500 clip in this series. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, ball 4, and that's a 4-pitch walk. Not even messing around, Juan Brito draws the walk. Second walk issued now by Quakes pitching, and it'll bring up the catcher, Braxton Fulford. Grizzlies pitching in the bullpen right now is Bryce McGowan as Braxton Fulford comes to the plate. Take on Kelvin Bautista. One run on four hits, four errors for Fresno. For Rancho, 10 runs on 14 hits and no errors. And the first pitch is a call strike, and the count at 0-1. It looks like Modesto just beat Lake Elsinore, so Modesto now in sole possession of first place in the California League Northern Division. The Grizzlies might drop 5 of 6 against these Quakes, as that pitch is low, and the count at 1-1. One out here in the top of the eighth. Grizzlies, 5 outs to play with. Here comes the 1-1. It's outside, ball 2, and the count at 2-1. For Braxton Fulford, who came in hitting 269, average now down at 266, a 751 OPS for Fulford. Here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball. It's going to get into left field, base hit. Grizzlies have runners at first and second with one out. Braxton Fulford's first hit of the game. First one over the past two nights. And he'll bring up the right fielder in Yankiel Fernandez. Fernandez 0 for 2 with a walk. First and second, one out. Fifth hit for Fresno. And the Grizzlies going to try to put something together one at a time. That's all it takes. Here on the top of the eighth. 10-1 our score. Quakes leading the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, though, they have made some comebacks. If you remember last year's against these Quakes at Chauncey Park, the Grizzlies trailed 9-2 and came back to win 10-9. So this is would be a normal possible comeback if that's the case. The Grizzlies this season have 10 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. They had 3 in a row against San Jose on July 8th, July 9th, and July 10th. All one-run wins. As the Rockies just drafted second baseman out of Florida, Sterling Thompson. Congratulations, Mr. Thompson. You're a Colorado Rocky. Here's the next pitch, and it's outside. And the count at 1-0. So Sterling Thompson, the second baseman out of Florida, just drafted 11 home runs, 16 doubles, 59 runs, 51 RBIs in 2022 for the Florida Gators. Here's the 1-0, and it's outside. The count now 2-0 to Yankiel Fernandez. So the Rockies go pitcher and then second baseman at number 31. They have number pick 38 and 50 still to go. Here comes the 2-0, and Fernandez flies it, and it's going to go foul. So second baseman Sterling Thompson taken at number 31 overall by the Rockies. So the Rockies family grows as the Grizzlies going to try to cut into this deficit, trailing 10-1 here in the top of the eighth. Here's a 2-1 to Fernandez, and it's in there. Called strike, good pitch, and the count now 2-2. Good pitch there from Bautista, a slider that nips the inner half of the plate. And Fernandez was not expecting that one. Here's a 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. Another devastating slider. Fernandez down on strikes. First strikeout for Bautista. Second out of the inning. He'll bring up center fielder Juan Guerrero. 10th strikeout now for Rancho Cucamonga pitching. And here's Juan Guerrero. So two on, two outs. Here's the pitch. And it's in there for a call strike. The count at 0-1. Fresno just looking to flip the book over for the second half after the All-Star break. Still a winning record overall. This is one of the best teams in the league. As that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies clinched a playoff berth on June 22nd against Modesto, winning the first half. They will be in the postseason. Make sure you call to talk about postseason tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com and also 559-320-8497. Here's the 1-1. And Guerrero he did swing. It's a pass ball as Fulford and Brito go up a base on a pass ball. It's now 1-2. Guerrero did have a check swing. He did go to round. So it's now 1-2. Actually, only Brito took that. Fulford's still at first base. Pardon me. So first and third, two outs. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a fly ball to right field, and it's going to go foul. And the Grizzlies' bullpen goes sprawling out of the way. They didn't want Damon Keith to hit them, and they didn't want to get hit by that ball either. As Guerrero stays alive here. Guerrero today, 1-for-3. He has a run scored. Guerrero currently 62 RBI. He's got 10 home runs. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a fly ball to right field. It's going to be foul. Just foul towards the Grizzlies bullpen once again. Keith making good range on it. Drops just foul. And Guerrero will do it again. Dropped the barrel of the bat right on the pitch. Went to right field. And it did not stay fair. 10-1 our score here in the top of the eighth. Runners at first and third. Two outs. The Grizzlies going to try to cut into this lead a little bit. Here comes the 1-2 from Bautista. And it's low for a ball in the count of 2-2. 96 on that fastball. So two balls, two strikes now to Guerrero. The number 24 overall prospect in the Rocky system. Here's the pitch, and he lines it to left field, a base hit. Brito will score easily. It's now 10-2. Juan Guerrero, another RBI single, and we've seen this multiple times in this series. Guerrero RBI single. Brito scores. It's now 10-2. Fulford up to second base. And it's now 10-2. As Zach Akoska will come to the plate. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Count of 1-0. So Juan Guerrero, his 63rd RBI of the season. And for Guerrero, as here's the pitch of Akoska. It's a called strike on a slider in the count of 1-1. Guerrero now has an RBI in 5 of 6 games of this series. He has a hit in every game of this series. Continues to tear up the baseball as Kokoska swings and misses on a nasty slider in the count of 1-2. That is a tough angle for Kokoska against the lefty Bautista. Tough matchup. Adiel Amador, Benny Montgomery, A.J. Lewis, and E.J. Andrews Jr. out of the lineup tonight for Fresno. 10-2 our score here in the eighth. And that pitch is low in the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 4 outs to play with for the Grizzlies, but a nice little run there. And if Kokoskin can continue this inning, Brian Quijada will come on to the plate. Kokoska had an RBI double in his previous at-bat. Here's the 2-2. And it gets away from the catcher in Hernandez. Up a base on a wild pitch. Goes Guerrero and Fulford. Fulford now at third. Guerrero now at second. Kokoska is still at the plate. 2 outs in the inning. 1 run already in. The Grizzlies trail 10-2. If Kokoska continued this inning and maybe played a pair of runs, the Grizzlies could really make this a game. Would only be trailing by 6, possibly. Here's the pitch. And it's inside, ball 4, and Kokoska will load the bases with the walk there. Good inside pitch, just misses. Third walk overall, bases loaded, and John Shoemaker will go to the bullpen as Brian Quijada will see a new pitcher. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back. Top of the eighth inning. Two outs. Bases loaded for Fresno. Brian Quijada coming to the plate. 10-2 Quakes, though. Madison Jeffrey will face Quijada. And let's see if Quijada can continue this inning for Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Jeffrey. And Quijada takes a ball outside in the count of 1-0 from Madison Jeffrey. Bats left, throws right. He's 6 feet, 190 pounds listed. March 14th, 2000 is his birthday. A 15th round draft pick in 2021. As that pitch is inside, did it hit Quijada? No. The count at 2-0. Went to West Virginia. From Huntington, West Virginia. Here's the 2-0. And it's outside, ball three to Quijada. As Ben Semmes waits, or Yervis Torrealba waits on deck. Ben Semmes in the hole. As McGowan continues to loosen in the Grizzlies' pen. Here comes the 3-0. And it's outside, ball four. And a bases loaded walk will score a run. And the Grizzlies now make it 10-3. RBI there for Brian Quijada. It's now 10-3. Bases stay loaded. Two outs for Yervis Torrealba. And Yervis Torrealba on a four-game hit streak, but he's 0-3 tonight. We'll see if he can continue this hit streak for him. Just celebrated a birthday during this series. 25 years old, and Torrealba takes a strike all the way. And the count at 0-1. Torrealba's 25 years old. As he takes a called strike and the count at 0-1. And the Grizzlies trying to continue this inning. Already two runs across. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball foul in the count at 0-2. 89 on that pitch from Jeffrey. For Jeffrey, this is his 26th game all out of the pen. He's got two saves, a 2-2 record, a 5.26 ERA for the righty Jeffrey. Probably the hardest fastball in the Quakes bullpen. We'll see if he throws one here, 0-2. And it's up the middle. It is going to be made by the second baseman over to the shortstop. And what a play by Bencourt to end the inning. I think he hurt himself a little bit, but that will end the inning. Torrealba got the pitch he wanted up the middle, but Bencourt makes the play. And that ends a possible big inning by the Grizzlies. They trail 10-3 as we head to the bottom half of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the eighth, 10-3. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies. New pitcher for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, Bryce McGowan. And if you want a guy who throws hard, you've come the right place. Bryce McGowan can register a fastball up in the high 90s. As the right-hander will take on Kenneth Bettencourt, who made a great play to end the top of the eighth. First pitch for the hard-throwing right-hander is bounced to the shortstop, Semmes. Goes off of Semmes into center field. That ball was a rocket. It's going to be an error on Semmes. And an error to start the inning as the catcher Marco Hernandez comes to the plate. That was a rocket from Bencourt. He reaches base. He's now reached base twice via error. as he takes on Bryce McGowan, 6'1", 205, 22 years old from Cary, North Carolina. Bryce McGowan drafted out of the University of Charlotte. As that pitch is off the glove of Fulford. It's going to be a pass ball on Fulford. Up to second is Betancourt. So McGowan, an 18th round draft pick in 2021 out of Charlotte, the 49ers. And the right-hander comes in, pitching for the Grizzlies. They trail 10-3 here in the eighth. And here comes the next pitch from McGowan's outside at 94. The count at 2-0 for McGowan. This is his 24th game all out of the pen. A 1-0 record, 8.14 ERA. McGowan has two holds. Here's the 2-0. And it is in there for a called strike at 95, and it's 2-1. McGowan, really good fastball. It's a good off-speed pitch as well. Here comes the 2-1. And that pitch is outside. The count at 3-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. It'll be a quick wrap-up right after the conclusion of this game. We're just going to talk about how this game finishes, and then we'll welcome you guys to the All-Star break, where the Grizzlies will enjoy 4 days off before returning home on July 22nd. Here comes the 3-1. And it's a high fly ball to left center field, and Hernandez leaves the yard into the trees. It's now 12-3. Third hit of the game for Hernandez. He has 4 RBIs, 2 runs scored. It's now 12-3. And just like that, the Grizzlies' 2 runs in the eighth are now matched in the bottom of the eighth. The Quakes continue to match runs for hits with the Grizzlies. It's now 12-3. As that first pitch is outside to Austin Gauthier on the count at 1-0. 12-3 is the score. The Grizzlies lost 13-8 on Tuesday, won 9-4 on Wednesday, 8-2 on Fridays. That's a fly ball to right field. Fernandez coming in. He is hobbling, and he makes the catch. Fernandez playing through something in right field. He just got to that. He had a ball drop earlier to him that usually would have been caught by Fernandez. Don't know exactly what's going on with him, as that's the first out of the inning. F9 on the putout. Here comes center fielder Jake Vogel. And then it was 8-2 on Thursday, pardon me. So 8-2 on Thursday. And then Friday was crazy. 15-14. The Quakes won on a walk-off. Then 10-5 on Saturday. And now 12-3 here on Sunday. As that's a ground ball, the shortstop Sims diving play. Over to first, he will make the play. Partially diving as he gets to his feet quickly and makes the throw over to Quijada for the second out. And here comes right fielder Damon Keith. So the Grizzlies, 13 runs on Tuesday, then 4, so 17, then 25, 40, 50, and now 62 runs over 6 games for the Quakes. Unbelievable. Here's the pitch, and it is low for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Here's the 1-0, and it's a ground ball, base hit up the middle, and that is a 2-out single for Damon Keith. Here comes Junior Garcia as he flies one to right center field. That gets down for a hit. Keith will stop at second base. So now two-out singles. First and second, 2 outs. And here comes the left fielder in Luis Rodriguez. So here's the pitch to Rodriguez from McGowan. It's outside. No, it's a called strike. As he did go around on the swing, the count at 0-1. Here comes the next pitch, and it's a high pop-up. That's going to go into right field. Fernandez coming in. Hat comes off, and he will make the catch to end the inning. McGowan, though, gives up a two-run homer. We head to the ninth. Grizzlies trailing by 9. Let's see if the comeback claws have one final chance before the All-Star break. We'll be back. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. 12-3 our score here in the top of the ninth, and just want to give a couple shout-outs to people listening tonight. I want to give a shout-out to my family listening in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Mom, Dad, Allie, Danny, and Tony listening in. Thanks for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. I want to give a shout-out to Eric Bentley listening in Fresno, California. Doug Greenwald listening in Fresno, California. Mike McCool listening as Ben Sams, one hopper over the first baseman, 3 unassisted for the first out. Just like that, one pitch, one out. Let's bring up the third baseman, Iverson Rodriguez. Shout out to Mike McCool listening in Fresno, California. Thank you for tuning in as well. Here comes the first pitch to Rodriguez. It's down and away in the count of 1-0. Really grateful for the opportunity to call these games this series in lead of Doug Greenwald. Hopefully Doug feels a little bit better, and we'll be back on the mic for y'all on July 22nd. Here comes the 1-0, and it's in there for a call strike. The count at 1-1. Really grateful to be on the call here as the 1-1 is line foul down the left field line. The count now to 1-2. Thank you to the Rancho Cucamonga staff and employees for helping us out here in this series and making everything welcome. Hotel, bus, everything in between for making this series. The last one before the All-Star break is the Grizzlies trying to hang on here, and they're going to drop 5 of 6. Down 12-3 here in the ninth. As that's a line drive to the shortstop, Gauthier. One bouncer. He will throw over to first for the out, and 2 outs now. And the Grizzlies down to their last out of tonight's game, as Juan Brito will stride to the plate. So the Quakes about to take 5 of 6 as the Grizzlies might drop their fourth straight game here in Rancho Cucamonga. The Grizzlies and the Quakes then will split. There are 12 games this year, each team winning 5 of 6 at home. Here's the pitch. That pitch is down and away in the count of 1-0 to Juan Brito, who's 1-for-3, reached base twice, has scored once, and stolen a base as well. Here's the 1-0. And that's outside, ball 2. Count at 2-0. 97 on that pitch right there. But again, a lot of thank yous to everyone who's tuned in and listened to these broadcasts. Really appreciate the support. And continue to listen to your first place, best record Fresno Grizzlies. That's that pitch is high in the count at 3-1. Your Grizzlies still the best record in the California League. They are going to the postseason. Lot of success for this team. Little hiccup this series, but team's tired. They're ready for a break as the 3-0 is high. Ball four. Juan Brito's reached base for a third time tonight. And it'll bring up catcher Braxton Fulford. And Juan Brito, even though the Grizzlies might drop 5 of 6, Juan Brito might win player of the week. That's how good of a week Juan Brito has had. And right now, I'm going to put in my little chip into the hat for Juan Brito to win player of the week. I hope I wake up to an email saying that he has won so. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside of Fulford in the count at 1-0. Fulford has been hit by a lot of pitches this season as well. We're in our first two outs, 12-3 our score here in the ninth. Grizzlies down to their last out. Here comes the 1-0. Inside, and the count now at 2-0 to Braxton Fulford. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is low, ball three. Grizzlies just trying to add on a couple more fun numbers to their stat line. Fulford singled in his last plate appearance. Here's the pitch. And it's inside, ball four. Back-to-back, two out walks as the game continues on for Yonkiel Fernandez. And the right fielder, 0-for-3 with a walk. As they're going to have a mound visit right here. Juan Guerrero, two hits, an RBI, and a run so far. We'll have a quick postgame show right after the conclusion of this game. As the Grizzlies will head on to their All-Star break. A lot of guys going back home. Manager Robinson Cancel, he'll head back home, see his family, his wife. E.J. Andrews Jr. will drive only 45 minutes to Long Beach, spend time with his family who came out during this series. Colin Kafka's parents are here tonight, so Kafka will be able to go home and spend some time with his family. I know Jared Candy's going home to see his significant other and his parents. Here comes the pitch, and that is taken low in the count at 1-0. Juan Guerrero on deck. So hope for safe travels for all the Grizzlies and all the Quakes, as they will continue the rest of this season. And the two teams may not meet until possibly the postseason, as the 1-0 is outside, but called a strike. The count at 1-1. That's right, the teams will not meet for the rest of this season unless they meet in the postseason. Here comes the 1-1. And that pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Good pitch. Cut the string on him. And the Grizzlies are down to their final strike. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. And the Quakes take 5 of 6 from the Grizzlies. And that will end tonight's game by a final score of 12-3. The Grizzlies drop 5 of 6 and will head into the All-Star break needing some much-needed rest. And the Quakes and the Grizzlies have split their 12 games this year with both teams taking 5 of 6 as Robinson Cancel going to go shake the hands of John Shoemaker. And they're just talking right down there. Great sportsmanship from Robinson Cancel for his team. We'll give you the final lines in a moment. Post-game show in about 30 seconds. We'll be back. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California for the postgame show in the series finale from Lone Mart Field. Well, the Grizzlies, it was a rough series heading to the All-Star break. They dropped 5 of 6 against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who wins tonight's game by a final score of 12-3 for your Fresno Grizzlies. And they now drop to 52 and 35. Still the best record in the California League. They are now 11 and 10, second place now in the California League Northern Division from their second half record. The victorious Rancho Cucamonga Quakes now improved to 47 and 40. They're now 11 and 10 as well in the second half. And they will await to see where they will be at the end of the night in that division. Visalia did drop their game earlier, so right now the Quakes could possibly jump from last to second place after taking 5 of 6 from the Grizzlies. For Fresno, final line, 3 runs on 6 hits, 4 errors. For Rancho Cucamonga, 12 runs on a season-high 18 hits against the Grizzlies pitching staff and no errors. The winning pitcher tonight is Adolfo Ramirez. He was fantastic. He improves to 5-0 on the year. The loss to Colin Kafka, and the Grizzlies now drop to 10-2 in games appeared by Colin Kafka. No save in that one for tonight's game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 37 minutes. Paid in front of 1,058 people. 1,058 in tonight's paid crowd. And for the Grizzlies, it was rocky for the Grizzlies. It was one of those games where the Quakes just hit. They scored runs, had every opportunity, a few walks here and there, and a couple big mistakes defensively for Fresno continued innings. But for the Grizzlies, you know what? This series does not matter. The Grizzlies are in the postseason, and the Grizzlies will be in September no matter what. And Rancho Cucamonga fighting for their playoff lives. So we'll see how Rancho Cucamonga fares for the rest of the season. Both teams will enjoy 4 days off. We will as well. And then the team returns back home on July 22nd. For the Grizzlies tonight, big game again for Juan Brito. 1-for-3, 2 walks and a run scored. Juan Guerrero, 2-for-4, an RBI and a run. Zach Akoska, an RBI double. Juan Brito also added a stolen base. The Grizzlies only 6 hits tonight. Brito, Fulford, Guerrero had 2, Kokoska, and Sims. RBIs by Guerrero, Kokoska, and Quijada. And that would really do it for the Quakes. They had 7 of their 9 batters have multi-hit games. And the big one was a home run in the 5th inning by Garcia. Our final score, 12-3, the Quakes beat the Grizzlies. They take 5-6 from Fresno. Fresno drops 4 straight games, but we head into the All-Star break, and we're so grateful that everyone is healthy and ready to go for the All-Star break. So everyone will enjoy the All-Star break. Safe travels to both teams, all coaches. And we're so grateful that everyone is here enjoying baseball. Again, thank you to everyone who's tuned in over this series. I'm so grateful to have the mic for these 6 games. Doug Greenwald will hopefully be back on the call when we get back home on July 22nd as the Stockton Ports are in town at Chicchansey Park. 6:50 p.m. Pacific time. We'll give you the pregame show a little bit later, but we're going to enjoy a break. Once again, thank you everyone so much for all the support, all the love, and have a blessed evening. For the final time from Lone Mart Field in the regular season, your Grizzlies fall by a final score of 12-3. I'm Stephen Rice. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thank you and good night.